tanks.
Yeah.
Oh, was that Gary that told me about this one?
No! It was, yes, Billy.
Because it was, but he's probably warming up the Chicago project equipment.
Oh, well, I thought Steve was privy to the Chicago project.
You need a diaper, dude. It's time for your diaper. If you need the parts, something comes out a little more solid, you need a diaper! You need a diaper!
Oh man, sounds like we've got the devil on the frequency. Sounds like the voice of that little girl on The Exorcist. Do you remember the movie The Exorcist?
Linda Blair.
Yeah, it sounds like just like that little girl, and she was shouting and harping all over the place. Sounds like the devil. The devil himself. Well, I suppose, why should we be immune? We've allowed our government to take down our defenses.
We need to take our government, not only to take our defenses, but all our infant station, what do you call it, stuff that you send out in bacterial vector site. You know, we need to take our government to take out all the weapons of mass destruction. Now, have you ever known that our government talks about all these other countries that got the freaking laser weapons of mass destruction? But guess what? The United States government, and I will say this right now, the United Snakes government, because that's what it is. We got a bunch of snakes running our government. A bunch of people, they're banded snakes. They're kind of like on, I don't know. They're on the Snake Island. They're. You know what they are? They're on Exile Island. And those freaking losers are running our government, you freaking losers! And not only that, but they are in league with the alien reptilian Martians.
Wow, man. Steve, man, you're like a definition of passive aggressive in those transmissions. That's incredible.
I know who you are, but I'm not passive, but I'm not aggressive, and I'm not in any way telling you not the truth. What I'm telling you is the truth. And I know who you are. I'm not going to say your name because I'm not passive. No, I'm
Oh, yeah, of course you know who I am. This is Jim. I'm just saying, damn, dude.
I'm lighting up. I tell you right now, you lighten up, man. You need to light up your freaking medical marijuana, dude.
Light it up. Light yours up. Hey, get everyone up, Steve. It'll mellow you out a little bit. And have a glass of water. Fire up a doobie there. Take a couple of deep cokes and get ready for the Chicago project that's going to be on here anytime.
Yep, that's right. We're counting down, dude. We're counting down, ready to record. The Chicago project's going to be here in 11 minutes!
I thought you were privy a little bit. I thought you wanted to hear about this stuff.
Oh, I want to hear it indeed. You know, I'm telling you right now, you guys. Let's just back off. Let's just plain Jane make the main. I tell you right now, I'm I don't know who's saying. I've been hung and I'm back.
Are you gonna be jamming or are you gonna be listening?
Hey,
we're gonna be recording, you freaking loser.
Recorded. You know how to do that while you're in a condition you're in?
Are you freaking serious, you loser? Okay, why don't I record you? You can talk, and then we'll prove that you are freaking. You know what you're talking about. So let's just let you talk, you freaking loser. We'll rebroadcast it, and then we'll decide who's keeping on.
Let's do that.
Hey, Steve. We're going to pay.
38 40.
Oh, are we QS Wind?
40. We're gonna talk here.
Hey Tony, how you doing?
Oh, how you doing there, Captain Crunch?
We're talking about the security.
Go to upper sideband, Captain Crunch.
Now, I'm telling you right now. I'm gonna tell you one time, and this is just for you, the FCC and the CIA and the UFA and the KKG and KKG and various. Anonymous. Anyway, what's going on is only one thing.
Hey, Kurt, you hear me?
That is, the truth is...
Yeah, Roger, I copy.
Hello, Kurt.
The truth is that the so-called...
The upper sideband right here. I'm sure the upper sideband.
What do you call it? Congress analysis?
Upper sideband.
Or are you
the push your sideband, the upper sideband,
the
lower sideband.
The Chicago Project. Anyway, getting back to the Chicago Project, the flatulence is out there. And what it is a big transmitter. They want to use to jam anybody they want. They say it's going to jam our bell. Oh, yeah. It's all going to do.
So, yeah. Well, let them figure it out.
So, this guy has really gone off the deep end tonight. You know he's going to do all the jamming he can.
Yeah, you know, he's like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of guy.
This is why you can't give this guy any quarter at all. Even when he's sober and acting quasi-decently, you know, everybody does their own thing, but that's how I feel about it.
Well, you're right, Tony, and I guess I'm just kind of a liberal in that regard. I try to give the guy a break, but he just doesn't deserve a break. You're right, and I'm wrong for doing what I do. But,
the cheek and all that stuff is fine, and give everybody a second chance is fine. Give them a third and fourth chance, that's fine. But when somebody repeatedly and continuously does something that's not right,
how many times can you turn the other cheek?
Yeah, I think it's wrong to continually somebody that's a real estate maggot like you, Daddy.
I guess he switched again, huh?
Yeah, so he just switched again.
My word. Well, what kind of stupid game is this we have to play, though, you know?
Well, we don't have to, but...
No. We don't have to. But when you start talking like a funny freaking loser, we'll switch back to the other Wookiee.
86 QB.
86 QB. You know what? You're a loser! You're a freaking loser! You know what? I think I should infest you with ham radio flatulence. And then all you can do for the rest of your life is flatulate at your low-life flatulating mouth! Project importance, but like a loser, we're already talking about. I am properly liberated to the contestation, and you get like another 3 or 4 minutes. So, you freaking loser, you can't get the goddamn job!
5 degrees out here.
I got
hit by a warm front.
What happened to your own butthole that needs to beat you up? And I'll tell you, have you ever been eaten by an expanding butthole? You've not died yet.
Okay, Steve?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, are you ready to record?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not ready for anything except for another drink.
No, he's going to record. You're going to be a good boy, Steve, and record this, right?
I'm ready to record, so you want to freaking give me some shit? I'm ready to record.
Okay. Well, at least you record this for posterity.
Just call Hollingsworth. Oh, let me take a leak before we start here.
Okay, Stan, go take a leak.
Oh, we got 2 minutes or three.
Oh my God. N7JS.
You know what? I'll tell you right now. I'm going to stick a chainsaw on my head, and then I'm going to record everything that's into my brain. Going to record you. Thank you very much.
NE6W, you on frequency, K6SP.
Okay. Well, I tell you.
Yeah, 7S.
Yeah, this is K6PX, just for checking level. We are on a very important news commencement exercise in a couple of minutes. We're going to hear the Chicago project being announced on 3740. 3740, this is K6TSH, recording for posterity. And, well, there you go.
Shut up for a while so we can see the check of your courts, okay?
Yeah, well, we're waiting because, you know, I have a really good quality audio, and you know what else? I got a really good time, too. I think we got a couple of minutes to go. You still back?
NE6W, are you on frequency?
Good. Somebody call me?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure the other half of the project was here.
Oh, do you remember about the project?
Yeah. Is it NE6W where...
What project? I don't know. It's what Gary was talking about.
He's got a location. He's got Pamela. He lives in Pam's land.
Somebody's
tuning up. And Pam's on Pam's land.
Okay, well, I was just playing with my scope here, seeing if I'm not getting any horizontal sweep here. Oh, well. Well, I guess I'm going to have to debug it later. Oh, well, no matter. I can always use my scope out of my service monitor. Well, this is me. All I want to. I'm putting out my normal legal limit here.
You do. And why you need to collect your buttons?
It's 9:59. We need more than a hello, 1-2.
I'm seeing 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock. I guess it's time to do it, huh?
Yeah, let's just... Oh, yeah. Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Sacramento.
I know you've all been anxiously waiting for the unveiling of the Chicago project, so without any delay, we are now going to unveil it. And to do so, are you ready to throw the big switch, Rich?
The big switch is ready.
Ready, boys?
Set up.
Go on, dude.
Okay, you got the green wire on the white terminal?
I got the green wire on the white terminal.
Oh, no, it goes on the blue terminal.
After we're finished, we'll go to number 3 on Tuesday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. First, I have to sign my station off the air. This is K6SP leaving the air.
Okay.
Oh, this is exciting.
This is WA6GVG, WA6 George Victor George, the Ralph Ennis Memorial Amateur Radio Club station in Sacramento, signing on the air and turning turning it over to our Nimshu station. Take away, Ralph.
Okay, this is WA6 George Victor George in Magalia, California. All you crackpots out there, this is what you get.
So are you going to be a jamming heart bell?
Okay, so anyway, the big news is we have created the Ralph Bennett Memorial Amateur Radio Club. You can look it up on QRZ. Anyone who wants information, the bylaws and the minutes of our can send an email to WA6GVG at earthlink.net. And in addition to that, we will be starting the FreeThinkerNet. Now, as you know, Ralph Ennis used to carry his FreeThinkerNet on 3922. Well, that's too high in frequency, so the new FreeThinkerNet is going to be on 3822. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Applause. Thank you very much.
I just light your farts and they go up in a big balloon blast.
Wow.
I'll tell you right now, because
he was jamming you all the time, all through it, Gary.
That's okay.
You losers, you fight.
There you go. Now everybody knows him.
Losers,
yep.
And you whiners.
Yeah, it does add to it because Ralph was always being jammed by a bunch of crackpots.
Ralph. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Ralph, play the tape.
We would have liked to have gotten W7DVJ, but somebody already took it.
Yeah, so go look. You'll find it registered on QRZ. Go look up WA6GVG.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The email address is WA6GVG at earthlink.net.
Just look up your own butthole because it's dead and it's rotting into a pile of shit.
Okay, so Rich, you want to go up to 3822 if it's clear?
Boring.
All right, amateur, there's no sign of a jail yet. Oh, damn.
You need to go up there and make...
That's right. So anyway, this is WA6GVDG for identification.
Okay, we got the old spirits resurrected here. It's like coming back in time.
Gag, vomit, gag.
Gag,
vomit, and gag, you freaking loser.
Now let's talk about
your
Murder Incorporated there.
Murder Incorporated?
Yeah, the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church. This Catholic Church has been slamming people since the beginning of time.
Isn't that why Art Bell got his newest bride?
It looks like we have our own local crackpot on here, over there in Eureka, who's so drunk off his ass. Hey, Steve, can you even pronounce your whole name right now?
Did you pronounce your freaking loser butthole if it not compressed over in the coast, mother?
Oh my God, he's gone. He's a goner.
Mohole, sucking.
He can't even say his name. What are you talking about?
You know what?
About?
He got in the coast, sucking.
No.
You don't hear the word
shit out of your butthole, and she's digesting it again.
Well, it sure would be nice to hear him say his whole first and last name here.
Yeah, what's your whole name, Steve? What are you? Come on, Steve, let's give you a call sign.
He's my drunk to say his name. He doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, my name is Anna Coates, Miss Ghost.
What's
and
the
you know what?
For?
I sucked the shit out of your asshole. Just to make sure that it's pre-digested.
Well, Gary and Rich, congratulations on the launching of the Chicago project.
What do you call it? Green House Kansas.
Well, when you go up to
well, it's clear.
And if I get to Jim, we can come back down here to the show attention span. We're willing to accommodate
whatever it is, we should get off this frequency and get away from the lunatic.
Where
the hell?
Not to mention Art Bell. He's a recent reclaimer.
Lunatic
gamer.
Hey, Steve, does the L stand for lunatic?
L stands for lick your dick.
Oh, my God.
Touch one, Steve.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. I'm just making a joke, you dude. It's Friday night.
So you're not, you're spoiling all the fun, though, you know. You're being a party cog, you know.
You laughed about the linkage statement, dude. Now, come on, man. Hey, you need to get lighten up, lighten your Dighton, and lighten your Python, you freaking loser!
Dude, listen to the noise.
Well, you know, it's better than eating Ortel's girlfriend. You know, if I could eat Ramona, I would, but you know what? He replaced her with this chick that likes. What is she like? It's called Blitz.
Boring.
Blitz. You like Blitz? Would you like to lick it? Would you like to lick the clicket? Would you like to make sure the Blitz doesn't live? Did it tell you right now? I like Blitz.
Yes.
All right, what are we going to talk about now? Nothing, I take it. Well, you guys have a good one. I'm going to go up to 3840 and maybe see if anybody's hanging out there. I think things have died here. N7JS, QSY.
He's no longer with us. Poor Timmy. Come on. Yeah. Now we got Nicole Smith. She's doing the Demerol, the Timerol, the Rimerol, and the Frick You Frickin' Limerol. And then you got her. Doing the Demerol too. And what she's doing is,
come on.
It's called.
If it's not turned on. Let's see, I think Elaine, I don't think I've talked to Elaine. WA6UBE, are you out there? Oh, I can hear you, Elaine. Yeah, I see you're a member of the great 3840hams.net. How's it going?
Well, pretty good. I went through the learning curve a day or so ago on uploading the photos to my section there. I just took a new one up there.
Yeah, well, there's a learning curve to pretty much everything, huh?
Yeah, I heard about the WA6 GBT Memorial Station. I was listening down on the 3740, but I can't transmit down there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was all about. I went down there, heard about something called the Chicago Project, and went down there. But, hot Steve, man. Steve's out of control tonight.
Well, I've never really listened in to that particular group. Although, I remember WA6GBG from 40 meters back in the 70s.
Okay, well, I know Rich and a few of them, but, you know, just people you talk to. There were a couple other stations out there. Go ahead.
10-7JS, 7-6-EDV.
Hey, is that Scotty?
Hey, what's up, Jim? Welcome back.
God, I know it's been a long time. I've been crazy.
How was the trip?
Oh, it was insane. I would have to just... it would take me an hour to describe it.
Man, I know you had fun.
Well, let's put it this way. I went with a group of 26 people, and I only knew 20 of them. And they've been doing it every year for like 5 years. I joined this group, and I didn't realize until the bus pulled up that we were staying at an all-inclusive adult community. No one under 21 allowed, and comprised of practically nothing but swingers. I was like, what the hell?
How cool is that?
Yeah. You know what the problem with it, though, is like, everyone that was naked shouldn't have been, and everyone that was clothed should have been naked.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, all the alcohol, all the food was free. It was all inclusive, and, you know, the more you drank, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, she's not so bad.
No, you know what they say about, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and then 6 tag later.
What's that? Once you've seen one, you want to see them all?
You can start looking real good right about 2 o'clock in the morning and 6 pack later.
Well, you know, I'm smart enough to know that's when it's time for me to, you know, go to bed.
No, I heard that. I know all about that coyote ugly business. I don't know part of it.
Been there, done that.
Yes, sir.
November 7, uniform for Quebec Alpha.
Hello.
Well, it's ought to be a whole lot better now.
Yes, immensely better. The only way to fly.
Hell yeah. Sally and Jim.
Yes.
I got the password, so I'll try it later.
Yeah, check into it. Why not?
Yeah, let's see. I got a little bit of SPR here. Hello, radio. Hello, test 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I just put up a new antenna. I just put up a new off-center fed dipole for 160, and, or 160, for this band here, and it seems to be working.
That sounds good here. You're 10 over. No problem.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
Band's a little soft out here tonight, Jim. How's your copy?
Yeah, it's soft. You're 10 over, too. I mean, normally you guys would be 20 over easy.
Yeah, it's been like that the past week. I don't know what the hell's going on.
And we got the people below us, too, I'm hearing.
Zero. Well, you guys are only about an S8-S9 here.
Well, Scotty, I tell you, man, I'm like ready for a road trip to Vegas. I'm itching.
Well, we're ready for you to come up.
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought, you know, maybe we should make an event out of it, though. You know, a couple of others meet out there or something.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do, I'm...